Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, October 24th, 2025. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour here. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And phone lines are open as they always are. 740-383-9944. Well, in the talk show game, I did not realize yesterday was such an historic day in the history of talk shows. It was National Talk Show Day. Was yesterday, and we did not celebrate it. This is not good. We did not celebrate National Talk Show Day. But, interestingly enough, I found out that National Talk Show Day is chosen because it is the birthday of Johnny Carson. And yesterday was particularly significant because it would have been Johnny Carson's 100th birthday yesterday.
Is he dead?
Oh, he's been dead a long time.
Oh, I thought I did not know this.
Yes.
I was under the impression Johnny Carson was still around.
Well, he'd be 100. Go ahead, caller.
You know, one thing that someone should have addressed, I believe the question to the charter people, maybe it was the city council people, what would you change? And you know something that really needs to be changed is... anyone can talk without council approving them to talk if they're from out of town. That is a public forum. And anyone, if they don't even live in Marion, they do have a point of view and a perspective that quite possibly those inside the fishbowl have never realized.
I don't think that was a thing prior to the last 2 years.
That's been that way forever.
Well,
because I've known people that lived out of town, and they were speaking under power of attorney for someone who lived in town, just to circumvent that.
Well, I will say, under the last years of the Schertzer administration, I never saw that. Now, I've never seen this where we must take a vote. As a matter of fact, the first time I saw it earlier this year or late last year, there was a shocked look on some city council members' faces about why are we doing this?
Well, whatever that rule is or whatever needs to be wiped out, anybody should be able to talk. And if you recall, the fellow about the Charter Commission, they all voted to hear him.
Yeah, well, I'm saying this is a fairly recent development in the last 2 years. When Schertzer was in office, and I believe when Kellogg was in office, I never saw a vote like that happen. Now, there were times when there was a vote to let... It wasn't done the way it's done now. Let's put it that way.
So, am I thoroughly confused, or what?
Well, I guess, because I had never seen it prior to this. Now, there was always
really?
The idea,
wow.
Huh?
So, wow. Yeah, I can remember. And when they all voted to allow the guy from Columbus to talk about the charter and that, that's when I thought, again, are you still doing this? So, hopefully they will stop doing that and let anyone speak, you know?
Well, like I say, I never saw it in the last few years of Schertzer, but then it became a thing when decorum rules were being put in, so I don't know.
Yep. Oh, geez. Kind of like a one-legged butt-kicking contest. Oh,
it's,
boy.
Thank you.
To a better tomorrow.
All right. And phone lines are always open, 740-383-9944. So, I don't know. But yes, it was Johnny Carson's 100th birthday. It was National Talk Show Day. And I thought that was significant. I did not know National Talk Show Day was on Johnny Carson's birthday.
I didn't know there was such a thing as National Talk Show Day.
Oh, when there's a National Donut Day, you've got to have a National Talk Show Day.
there's a national holiday for everything.
There's a national everything. Well, it got me to thinking, because obviously Johnny Carson is revered, and apparently a new book just came out about him. There's been a lot of books written about him. You know, this was a good talk show host. This was a guy who clearly knew what he was doing, you know. Had the Tonight Show for 30 years. People didn't used to have runs like that. And I wonder what he would think of talk shows today. I think he died somewhere like 2005, it must have been, because I know he wasn't 80 yet when he died. I think he was 78, 79,
It's been a minute.
Yeah, he's been going a while. But, so if you go back 20 years, that would put him in that era, like 2005. That was before talk shows really started to take a downturn.
Well, I mean, I don't ever, I mean, I obviously I'm, you know, 22, so, but I don't remember talk shows ever really being all that relevant. I don't know anybody who really watched the Tonight Show or SNL or anything like that.
Well, SNL's not a talk show, but
it's the same concept, though.
No, a talk show is you actually used to talk.
They talk on SNL.
SNL's a skit show. It's a I don't even know, vaudeville show. What? Who gets interviewed on SNL?
I don't know. I don't watch SNL.
It's not a talk show.
I don't watch any of it.
No, but the talk shows were always a big part, and Johnny Carson did it just about as well as anybody would
do
it.
You ever watch the Eric Andre show?
No.
I watched the Eric Andre show.
But a talk show used to be about talking to people. It used to be about having a conversation, a dialogue that wasn't so planned.
Like Phil Donahue?
Yeah, he was talk show.
Okay.
And it also wasn't about politics. I mean, some of it was, but the majority of it was not. It was just about, you know, an interesting guest, an interesting person. Bring him in.
Oh, Geraldo.
Geraldo was in that era.
I like Geraldo. He interviewed Charles Manson.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people did.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, I've watched just about all of them. But you know, I think that his interview is just my favorite. I don't know why.
But that used to be what people were interested in. And I think, you know, I don't know what talk shows are now. I think talk shows are more little, I don't know, they're more indoctrinated.
Did they, which came first?
What?
Like, did they change the, like, you know, late night talk shows because the late night talk show format was dying, or did they change the format and then late night talk shows started to die?
No, I think television was on a downhill slope altogether.
So it was just television.
Well, yeah, because I think everything changed. I mean, there's not as many sitcoms as there once was. There's not as many dramas as there once was. I mean, it went to reality television, and it went to game shows in primetime. That never would have happened before. I mean, it was big budget shows were what was on from 8 to 10 every night on all the networks. And those were where your big stars were, because that's where you had the biggest audience. And talk shows came on after the news. And
well, that's still how it works, isn't it? They come on after the news.
Yeah, but there's just less of an audience, because the audience is so fragmented.
Well, yeah, there's like, I don't know.
I think the talk shows now would have done as well as these
How many channels are there? Like 650? I don't know.
Well, that's the problem. That's what I'm saying. It's a problem. So you have to find some kind of niche now where you didn't necessarily used to have that. You could just be a talk show.
I mean, they could still probably do it. I mean, I mean, apparently it's just a TV format. I mean, the internet has kind of, I mean, what do they call it? Legacy media, is that the term? You don't get the term legacy if you're the.
But you know, it's interesting. People used to book guests because they were good guests. People didn't book guests because that's my friend or they're going to further my political viewpoint. You know, that's a weird thing to me.
Is that what they do?
That's what they do.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that that's the best. I mean, I think if you want to have a show that people watch, you want the popular people on the show.
But I don't think Johnny Carson was the best, I guess is the point of this. I don't think he was the best talk show host. I think he was just the most consistent.
So who was the best?
Well, that's all subjective.
Steve Allen.
No, Steve Allen was not the best. No, Jack Parr was very good, and Jack Parr gets overlooked a lot. But Jack Paar was a very, very, very good talk show.
Yeah, I don't know him.
He came between Steve Allen and Johnny Carson. But he really created more talk. Steve Allen was a talk show, but really not. Steve Allen was a comedian, and he liked to play the piano, and he liked to do funny things with the audience, and he would have guests, but his show was more of a variety show. Jack Paar was not a comedian. So when Jack Paar got The Tonight Show, it was talk. I mean, he would have politicians on. He would have people in the theater on.
It changed the whole show.
Yeah, but Jack Paar was fascinating because Jack Paar, this was people having real conversations on television about real things.
Is that groundbreaking at the time?
In 1960, whatever it was, it was.
There are people having conversations all over the place now.
Right, but that was a big thing then. Plus, Jack Paar was unduplicatable as a host. Jack Paar always looked like he was on the verge of having a nervous breakdown on his show. So Jack Paar was just, he wasn't trying to be funny.
He just like jittery? What do you mean he was always on the verge of having a
nervous breakdown? Yeah, you always knew that there was just something about him that he could just be, I don't know. He was just a different guy. Everybody I ever, you know, Phyllis Diller got started on Jack Paar, and Betty White got started on Jack Paar. I mean, he started so many people. Jonathan Winters. Go ahead, caller.
Don't forget about David Frost.
Oh, I think David Frost was not. I hated him reading off that clipboard.
Why?
I just hated that. You know, I just thought David Frost was, I didn't get David Frost.
You didn't get David Frost. He had all of those notes that he had down there so that he could keep the question and keep probing some of the individuals.
Yeah, but I don't think... See, to me, David Frost was not... He did one interview in his life that would be considered a newsworthy interview, and that was with Nixon. He paid to do it, which I don't like paying for news interviews. And I still, to this day, don't know that outside of that interview, anybody will remember David Frost for anything else.
What about David Susskind?
He was good, but unfortunately, I think he's kind of seen as irrelevant because he was on so late at night and his show was open-ended.
Love that phrase, irrelevant. Oh boy.
Well, I don't. I think more people would know Jack Paar than David Susskind.
Well, most likely. I mean, he was on network, and that was when there were only three networks.
Right. I just think David Susskind, if he had been so good and was attracting such an audience, somebody would have picked him up in all the years that he was doing that show. He kind of reminds me of Joe Franklin. You know, Joe Franklin was Joe Franklin was on for a long time. They called him the king of talk shows. He had the weirdest guests on you've ever seen. But Joe Franklin was never picked up by a network. He never broke out of just that niche he was in.
What about Morton Downey, Jr.?
Oh, show. Total phony show. Set up show.
Yep, and it happened. I had predicted he wouldn't be on for more than a year, but he lasted, I think, 2 years, and that was it.
Yeah, I mean, it was something
that
when you first...
That was, I think, the beginning of ambush talk shows.
Well, when you first watched it, it was like, wow, you got to see this thing because people are actually fighting and arguing and screaming and the host is screaming at people. But, you know, once you saw it a couple times, people said, okay,
it's boring. It's boring. Very boring. Yeah. Same old stuff.
But nobody was like Jack Paar. Not even Johnny Carson. Jack Paar, he just was, I don't know, his personality was just so jittery and so uncomfortable and so different that, I mean, God, he did away with Walter Winchell. I mean, Walter Winchell was the king at that time. He could destroy your career with a line in his column, and he went after Jack Paar, and Jack Paar went after him because Jack Paar had no emotional control over himself. Jack Paar is the only host to this day to quit live on his show and walk off. Jack Paar was just, you didn't know what the man was going to do.
reminds me of some of the things surrounding Arthur Godfrey, you know?
Well, we learned Arthur Godfrey was pretty much just a phony, I think. I don't think there was anything phony about Jack Parr. I think Jack Parr was too exactly in the opposite of phony. He was just too real. He let himself get emotionally involved in everything.
Well, hey, television, ain't it grand?
It was. It was. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, Jack Parr was just different.
He ran off, well, didn't run off, but
quit on the air.
Like, quit the show? Or
quit
like,
the show. Over a joke.
Like, permanently?
Or like no, they eventually got him back, but yeah, he thought he was done.
So, what happened?
It was all over a joke.
Yeah, but what was the joke?
The night before, he told a joke about a WC, and in those days, he was talking about Wayfair Chapel. It was something current events at that time. That's what he was doing, but the censor thought he was talking about a water closet, which was an outhouse, and to them, that was bad, so they censored him, and because they censored him, he didn't like that. So he came in, and the papers were writing that Jack Parr had said something obscene because they had censored him. Because there's only three channels at this time, and he's very popular at the time. So he called the president of NBC, and he said, listen, it wasn't obscene. The censor misread what I said. And the president said, yes, you're right, Jack. Yeah, it was wrong. And he said, well, let me play it tonight again and show people that it wasn't obscene, and it will go away. And the president said, Jack, we can't let you do that because it'll look like you're running the network. And he said, watch the show tonight. And he got up and he got behind his desk and he did the opening. And then he said, there's got to be a better way to make a living than this. And he just walked off. And Hugh Downs was his announcer, who I interviewed many times.
So how'd the rest of the show go?
He had told Hugh Downs he was walking off. Before the show,
okay.
He went in and he said, listen, listen, pal, I'm leaving tonight.
It's all you.
So I'm going to leave. And Hugh said he didn't believe him until he did it. And then Hugh took over the show.
That's good.
Yeah, but I mean, the punchline is they finally got him back like 4 months later, and it's the biggest news. Parr returns tonight after this big kerfluffle that had went on. And the best line, you know, was he came out to thunderous applause. This is on tape somewhere. Thunderous applause. The NBC executives are in the audience, and everybody's clapping when he comes back up. And he finally gets them to calm down, and he goes, as I was saying before I was interrupted, there's got to be a better way to make a living than this. I looked, and there isn't. And that's how it was done. It's one of the great lines.
I mean, I think they should have given it to Robert Hughes.
Robert Hughes? Who in the world's Robert Hughes?
Is that not the dude who you said?
Hugh Downs?
Hugh Downs, yeah, that one.
No, Hugh Downs couldn't have pulled that off. Jack Parr was a big star at that time.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, the man walked off his own show. I mean, you know, I think at some point you got to be like, well, you know.
Got in fights with Ed Sullivan. I mean, he was an emotional guy.
Should have given it to Hugh Downs.
Well, you know, but it's nothing's the same anymore. You know, we talked last week about, I got a funny story. We talked about Dancing with the Stars last week because they did the Boy Meets World reunion, brought old William Daniels back, 98-year-old William Daniels from Boy Meets World, and everybody loved it. And I said that, not that anybody's ever asked me, but I said that, you know, I, because of that, maybe would be willing to do this dancing thing at the women's club. Not that anybody's going to ask me, but I might consider it. And it's funny this week, because the night of the League of Women Voters, I got a call, and it was the president of the women's club. And I thought, ooh, this is bad timing. Now, it turns out she was just inviting me to their unveiling of their Women's History Museum this Tuesday. But I thought, ooh, dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. I thought that they were coming for you.
I thought they were coming. But no, I still say that was a great moment. There are so few good moments in television now, and that was a nice moment last week.
In television?
Yeah, I think isn't Dancing with the Stars on television?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Again, I forget that Dancing with the Stars is still a show. Yes.
Let me see here. Okay, let's see here. Okay, now from I got some rules here from City Council. We have always voted to allow people outside the city to speak. It is new to vote to allow presenters to speak. The rule might have been blurred a little bit there. So that's interesting. I think that's fascinating. So it has been there, but they didn't have to allow presenters to speak.
I
remember when the news used to ask questions, like when the Star and the radio, when we would ask questions, nobody questioned us.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Why we stopped doing it?
Yeah, why?
Because it turned into a bit of a show thing. Because sometimes your questions were a little nasty, and they were, it was just making the meetings long. So when they gave us time after, we thought, okay, well, that's more sensible.
Fair enough.
But in any event.
Yeah, I know. Well, off topic.
Well, I don't know. I think talk shows are great. Good talk shows.
Well,
some are not good.
Well, I think the theory behind anything that's good is that it's good, isn't it? I mean, that's...
Weren't you still... We talked about it on the Friday night show, so we didn't have a chance to do it here. Don't you think that Dancing with the Stars moment was great? In the last week, I have seen it probably 50 times.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's good. I mean, I've seen, you know, Boy Meets World, or Girl Meets World. That's the one.
But right? Boy Meets World was what it was a throwback to.
Yes.
Apparently Danielle Fischel, who is was Topanga in Boy Meets World,
oh, yes,
is on the Dancing with the Stars.
She looks the same.
I just like it. I thought that they got old William Daniels back, who's 98 years old. The teacher.
How old are they?
Them now?
Yeah. Oh,
probably 40s.
Okay.
But here he is, 98, and they have him. If you didn't see it, it's great, because they have him in front of a desk. He's just leaning against a desk.
And they did, what, like a jive?
They did a jive or something, and it was to the Boy Meets World theme song. And then at the end, he's behind the desk, and they go over and...
And he turns around a paper that
and
says
gives him an
A+.
A+. It's a great moment. Maybe we should play it again?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I don't know, because people can't see it, so I always wonder.
I mean, that's why I guess you'd explain it to them.
Well, we explained it to them. Okay, we'll play it again.
Well, let's hope. Let's
now, remember.
They get it.
Well, it kind of pumps you up here in the morning. It's a happy story.
It was good.
Here we go. So, again, you got old William Daniels. That's where it starts. He's standing there on the stage, 98 years old, holding a piece of paper. Danielle Fischel and her dancer, they come up from behind, do their little jive to the Boy Meets World theme song. It's only about a minute and a half here. At the end, he's behind the desk. They come over. He gives them an A+. That's what you're... To the music, that's... Just picture that. Radio is theater of the mind, you know? That's what this is.
Good.
Here you go. Dancing with the Stars last week.
Dancing the Jive. With her partner, Pasha Pashkov, it's Danielle Fischel.
Running down this road that we call life is what we're doing. Good to know I have friends who will always stand by me. When this boy meets world, boy meets world, this boy meets world, boy meets world. I'll meet you down at the bus stop after school.
A+, you gotta love that.
Yeah, it's good, you know.
It's peppy.
They're dancing awfully quick, too.
Well, I'm telling you, like I said, I've never been asked to do the women's club thing. Now, this could be because when they first started that, I had them on, and I said I would never do that because it'd be awful. But
that's good. That's a good way to.
Oh, it would be awful. You couldn't even imagine how awful it would be. But I think I might be inspired by that. As I said,
you're gonna just steal their whole dance.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I could be persuaded.
You just gotta
maybe.
Okay.
Well, since I'm in good with the women's club now, you never know. Got a nice little invitation to the big event this coming Tuesday. But I think that's good. I like nostalgia. And by the way, she looks very, very good.
Yeah, I think she looks about the same as she did in the show.
I think she looks the same as she did in the show. I think she looks very well.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and that's what I just said.
I think people would enjoy it, don't you?
That video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
nostalgia
video.
We love nostalgia in society. Yeah. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
You ever watch Girl Meets World?
I did see that a couple times. I did not think it was that good.
I don't remember much of the show at all.
I didn't understand it. I get it was his daughter.
Yep.
And now he was the teacher. And that's about it.
And, yeah. And isn't she in the show, too?
Yeah, I believe she was the wife.
Yeah.
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 Did a lot of guest stars from the original
show. Oh, that's how you know
show.
The show's in trouble.
And that was.
Boost the ratings.
That was. Go ahead, caller.
I'd donate $100 to see you in that women's club dancing thing.
Well, you'll have to talk to them about that. You know,
You could raise a lot of money for him, Scott.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I would do it. Now, let's be very clear here. I'm saying because of the Boy Meets World thing, I would consider doing it.
Well, I think you could pull off, if you could do Mr. Mambo like John Candy, I think you could pull it off and people would have a good time.
I would do one of those jives. I would do one of those, because they're so quick that, you know, people don't know if you're screwing it up, because your hands are moving so fast, and, you know, your feet, she did a cartwheel in the middle of that, so I could, maybe there's one good cartwheel left in me I could pull off.
Or maybe, you know, I can see you doing a foxtrot.
The foxtrot, I don't, see, listen, Martha Douse used to have a saying, if you can walk, you can dance. And then one day I went in the studio with Martha, and I think she rethought that whole thing.
Well, hey, you have to have a proper frame of mind. Let your feet do the walking and talking.
There you go. Thank you. Well, there's $100 for me to be in the old women's club gala. I attended it once. Our own Linda Sims was in it. I thought that was very good.
Gala.
Gala.
Gala's an apple. Gala's dance.
Gala is what you say when you're really high up in the nose, you know, you really got your thing going.
I don't know, maybe. All I know is that gala is an apple, gala is like a dance.
But I want to be clear about this. I'm not saying I would do it. So don't take me that I would do it. I'm saying I would now consider it. I would not do it. I don't know. It would just depend. And who do you have to dance with? Also, there's a problem there. You got to have somebody, you know, who you can stand.
Well, you don't have to be able to stand them. It's not like you guys are...
No, you got
to
spend time with them because you got to learn that dance.
Yeah. How much time are you really spending together learning this dance?
I don't know.
I mean, I figure you're just spending more time not with each other. I mean, you're not learning the dance separately, but I mean, you don't learn... I doubt you're spending all day, every day learning this dance.
See, I feel that there are people who have screwed up so bad over the years that I couldn't screw up any worse than them.
I'm sure that's probably true.
Right. So I think I would do it because I it's a minute 30. You know, I could do a minute 30, and I think what I've learned from that Boy Meets World thing is that it can be easy because she didn't know what she was doing, Danielle Fishel.
Oh,
she didn't know what she was doing there. So I think it can be pulled off.
Well, I mean, I think with enough repetition, you can learn just about anything.
That's all I'm saying.
Or, I guess, repeat. I don't know that learn's the right
term. If somebody from the women's club calls me up, I would consider it. But again, I'm not saying they will, and I'm not saying they have, and I'm not saying I would.
Well, you're not doing a great job of selling yourself.
Well, no. I mean, if they don't want me, that's okay. I'm just saying. Maybe it'd be one of those special dances. You know?
Where
I'm not in the competition. I just come out there and do something with somebody, you know, for whatever. Like your mid-show entertainment.
Are you a comedian?
Well, no, I'm not going to tell jokes.
Well, what are you going to do?
It's a dance show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just come out mid-show and you do some little dance with somebody, you know? I've seen people do that in the past.
But is that not what the whole thing is? What do you mean? There's nothing special about that. That's what you do. Or that's what everybody does, I guess, who's at the event.
Yeah, but I'm not there to win.
In the event.
Now, Linda did win. So, see, there's a high bar already.
Oh, yep. Have fun with that.
So, it's difficult.
Well, I'm sure it is. I mean, people get competitive.
In any event, 740-383-9944. You know, dancing can be fun. But the slow dances are where you can get screwed up in a slow dance.
You just kind of sway back and forth.
No, you think not there. That's not what you're doing there. There, you're watching the feet. You've got to move all around.
See, because you're
actually... They do all those...
dancing.
Bending people over and pulling them around. And,
you know, every time I see somebody get that whole, like, bent over thing, I just, like, you know, I think my back would probably just, like, snap into a billion pieces.
I just don't see it. But that little quick... Because the dance that she did, you know, I don't even think they're even touching each other 90% of the time.
Nah, no, not really.
I could do that.
They kind of, like... Hold hands at the very beginning, sprint out on the stage, and then at that point, they're just kind of dancing.
They're just kind of dancing around. So, that you know, I think that's good. I think that's where you want to be.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fast dance. I feel like I'd trip and die.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. But, it would be entertaining. It is a big fundraiser, though. Brings in a lot of money every year.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we're happy about that. Okay, well, here's something. A woman wrote into the Washington Post advice column. Well, let's take the phone call, then we'll come back. The old Washington Post advice column. I'll tell you, they're always there. Go ahead, caller.
I would give $500.
Whoa!
To see you do Swan Lake.
Swan Lake.
Yes.
See, I think once you get into tights, I'd have to say no.
Come on. No guts, no glory.
That's you. You got that right. Hey, thank you. $500 now.
Swan Lake.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see. No, it'd have to be one of those jivey dances.
The upbeat ones.
Yeah, I could do that.
I guess.
You just move your legs and you move your feet and you do all that.
Yeah, it's a simple. It seems that simple.
I think. Well,
until you get up there and try to do it.
Listen, I'm no professional.
Well, I don't think she is either. I guess.
That's right. You have to approach it that way.
So, you got me there.
Maybe I bring somebody from my past out there like that. See, that's the real eye catcher. That's what people were talking about. I'll bring somebody from my past out there just to stand.
Who are you bringing out there to
I
stand?
Don't know. Find somebody from the past, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could find something.
See, that's how you do it. You jazz it up that way.
You just got to provide. You got to have the... Look, again, you got to have the guest stars.
Maybe I'll bring Ted Williams out. He could do my theme song. You see? Now we're talking about pure entertainment.
There you go. Yeah, I think that'll work.
Wouldn't that work?
Yeah, you could bring out Ted.
I've always thought that my theme song every morning, that's dancing music.
That's right.
That's what you do.
I could just dance away to that.
Yeah, it's nostalgia. Nostalgia. It's good old nostalgia. Maybe.
You gotta, I don't know, dance like an Irish jig or something.
Oh, some of those dancing is much harder than it looks.
Oh, yeah, that's why I don't dance.
Well, this Dancing with the Stars show has been on, what, 100 years now?
It's pretty close, yeah.
See, that one, I believe people have talent, though. I mean, I like the other ones, The Bachelor, that doesn't take any talent.
Well, you just kind of get on there and say, well, not you.
Yeah, and then the American Idol.
I think American Idol exists for the sheer fact that people like to watch people do poorly, because then the host because then the host just roasts the person who was up on stage.
Right. So to me, that's not, you know, so, Dancing with the Stars. I think they're actually trying to have talent.
Wait. You say what show did you say?
American Idol. I don't think any
what
of
is
those
American Idol. Which one is that?
The singing.
Oh. So it's, I thought that was The Voice. I was thinking of America's Got Talent.
All of those.
They're all the same?
Yeah, I don't think any of those, that's not real talent. But to dance, you've really got to put some time into that. But also, I guess anybody can dance. You know, you could probably learn something.
I mean, like I said, with enough repetition, I'm sure you could figure it out. It seems like a lot of work. I don't know. I've never understood dancing, really. There seems to be 0 point in it. I mean, there's no benefit, I don't think.
Well, I think people like to watch it. Clearly, that event sells out every year.
Well, that's good. I'm not saying people shouldn't dance. I'm saying that's why I don't dance.
Well, I think it's also getting people outside of their comfort zone. I think that's part of why people like that. The people dancing are not people who are dancers.
Well, I mean, yeah, if there was a show full of just people who danced all the time, I mean, I don't know. It wouldn't be the same thing.
See, I think it would almost be more interesting if you danced with somebody who was not a dancer.
Is that not how everything works?
I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
What do you think about, is it American Got Talent or something like that?
Yeah.
What do you think about those?
Well, I think some of those people have talent, but I don't know that they all do. I think some people are just brought out there to be laughed at.
Well, that's just like the singers. I mean, sometimes, you know, that they get some good singers. But there's this one girl, she's got to be over 18 or 20 now. But she had one of those dummies, you know, where they talk, you know, for the dummy.
Oh, like a ventriloquist?
Yeah. And, boy, she can do it and not even move her mouth, and then she can sing, you know, have the dummy sing and not even move her mouth. It's amazing, man.
Well, see, that's talent.
You know, so sometimes they do get some good talent, but there's a lot of people that come on that talent show that just suck.
Well, do you ever watch the Dancing with the Stars?
I have, yeah. I don't normally try to watch it, but...
But don't you think there's some real talent there, at least?
Yeah. Plus, they get exercise or practice for a little bit, you know, together. Because they pair two people, you know, up, you know.
Right. And I think that'd be good. And this is why I believe I could bring something to the women's club event, because clearly I'm no dancer.
So what would you bring to it?
Entertainment.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it would not be good, but it would be hopefully entertaining. See, I don't know. I would not want to dance with a dancer, though, because I think they make you look bad because they know what they're doing.
Well, you might get somebody that does it, too. I mean, normally there's one person that is a little bit worse than the other, but they really get out there and dance and do a good... When I've watched it, you know, there was always good talent on there.
Well, I don't know. See, I'd like to find an uncoordinated person as well. Who's as uncoordinated as I am. That way, it would look uncoordinated. They would not show me up as much.
That way, they would cut you on the first round, and you'd be out of
it. Which would be fine.
Right.
I'd be okay with that. Because once you get one good dance in, that's all you need.
Well,
you have to keep doing it every week.
No, I would want to do that.
They eliminate one person every week and, you know, get down to the final one.
See, that seems like too much work. One time, one. That's why I say I would be the, like the special attraction dancer. That you know, I'm only going to do one dance. That's all it's going to be. I don't want to be in the competition. It's just there to, you know, whatever. You know, sentimental value.
You know, like American Idol, you know, if you get four yeses, then you get to go on to the next round. Then you got to sing again. And then if you can win that round, you go on to the next round. And when they get down to the end, though, with so many of them, instead of the panel, you know, picking it, the audience, you know, calls in and logs, you know, who they like. And that ends up being the winner. The panel doesn't pick the winner.
Well, it'd be, I think it'd just be an interesting experience.
Well, yeah, I'll try it sometime.
Well, if they ask, I'll consider it.
we'll have to find you a partner.
Well, and I'll have to find a partner. That's right. I got to find a partner.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the partner thing.
They don't assign you a partner?
Well,
they ask you if you want to do it, and then you got to find your own partner?
No, I think they give you a partner, but I don't want that. Because I think that would be problematic to be up there with somebody who knows what they're doing. That's why I think it'd be one of those special attraction dances where I'd want to be up there with somebody who also did not know what they were doing. I think that plays more into your favor. Go ahead, caller.
I've got the perfect partner for you.
Who's that?
You need someone with Parkinson's.
Parkinson's?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it'd have to be that bad.
Well, you said you were, you know, pretty klutzy in that. But, you know,
I've known some pretty klutzy people. We were just playing klutzy.
I think all of these shows like this, entertainment type shows, I think it's leading up to the revival of the Gong Show.
Who knows? Who knows? Thank you.
Hey.
The Gong Show. Now, that was a different type of a show.
What is that?
People would do bad acts, and if it was really bad, they had three celebrities, I think, and somebody would get up and hit a gong. And the idea was that you would not be gonged. Weird show.
Okay.
I don't know that we'll ever see that again, but it was in it. It was on for a while.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But no, the dancing thing.
No,
knows?
You see, I mean, now I don't dance. I'm by no means a singer, though, but I do sing karaoke on occasion.
Sing karaoke. Well, there you go.
I do sing karaoke.
Go ahead, caller.
You know who would be horrible together?
Who's that?
You and I.
Oh, well, there you see dancing with
us. I mean, there's like a 1 foot at least height disparity. I mean, it would be horrible.
Oh, that'd be the least of the problems. I'm telling you, that would be the least.
I think it would bring them out, Spears.
I'm just telling you, doesn't that Boy Meets World era thing just inspire you some?
No, it makes me feel old.
Really?
Yeah, I think we should consider it, though. I'll wear my outfit that I wore to Taylor Swift. You're doing your purple Halloween shirt with your orange bow tie.
That would be a thing. We'll have to send it over to the women's club.
see how many votes we get.
See what we get. Bye-bye. See, there you go.
I think that'd be good, right?
All lining up.
That's what you need.
The stars align on things like this. The Dancing with the Stars revival. All right, we'll take one more call here, and then we'll... go to a break. Go ahead, caller.
I'll go $200, you and Naomi.
Well, you got to call the women's club. They're in charge of all this.
Hey, somebody call the women's club, quick.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going. We'll be back.
Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla,
so I don't know. That's why it was